John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You want to join us, Russell?
At the table in your creepy cult of monogamy. No, thanks. I'm just picking up a coffee to go.
You know, you just make jokes about relationships because you wish you could have one.
Yeah, you're just jealous.
You know what? I am a little bit jealous. You're right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go do whatever I feel like doing all the time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we're back inside.
I feel like we've come back from a vacation.
I ain't really sure, but it seems
I really do. I feel so rested.
Welcome back.
I feel so rested and tan.
Do you have vacation stories of what you did on your vacation?
Oh, man. There was this guy with a W sticker. I was ready to kill him. And then Don yelled at this lady parking. It was a great time.
Joining us now is the naked guy.
Okay.
Paul the Naked Guy.
Paul the Naked Guy.
I'm Paul the Naked Guy. He's got a website, www.flickr.com. And the guy's story is basically this. Let me activate his line. He wants to get his picture taken as many places as possible while he's nude.
Ah.
He's got more than 500 pictures of himself nude in Central Park, outside the Empire State Building.
I would imagine that doing that during the day has got to be a little risky.
Here he is now. Here's Paul the Naked Guy. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Don, Mike. How are you?
Howdy.
Paul, you're the naked guy, huh?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Specifically the naked guy in New York City, so a lot of my shots are taken there.
Now, are you going to expand this outside New York, or are you just going to just stay right there?
Well, for the time being, it's more a play on a screen name that I created some years ago when I started exploring the nude lifestyle. And so I'm sort of hanging out with and having fun with taking pictures in New York City.
You know, Paul, Don and I spent a reasonable amount of time in New York City. And as a matter of fact, we resided there for quite some time. And I know that in New York, like many other cities, you have to come up with things like rent. how do you do that? Do you have a regular day job?
I do. I'm calling you from my day job.
Really?
And what yes, is it? I'm clothed right now.
Ouch. What is it you do, Paul?
I do computer tech support.
And do they, at the workplace, are they aware that you are Paul the Naked Guy?
It's like a lot of things. If you're into knitting, somebody, you know, your friends know that you're a knitting person. If you're into music, some people know you're into music. If you're into nudity, some people know you're into nudity.
All right, Paul, here's where we want to get right down to brass tacks with you.
And
right
some up. Obviously do not know he's into that.
Being into nudity, I would go to a nudist camp when I was a kid with my friends out in Indiana. It would be a big deal to get in the car and drive out to Naked City so that we could see nudists. And generally speaking, you are, well, first let me say, you're a handsome man beyond handsome.
Well, thank you.
With a fabulous body. But many of the people that I saw at nudist colonies that I've been to should have been in clothing colonies because they had bodies that screamed they should be wearing something. Why do you like naked people beyond the reason that a regular hetero or homosexual person would like, are you doing
or, or bisexual is my case.
You're bisexual?
Right.
Oh, I knew it.
Do you have a,
I knew it. I had a feeling.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I have a couple of girlfriends. And I have a couple of boyfriends and
okay, so
all that kind of fun stuff.
I knew it. Promiscuous.
You're omnisexual.
Ambisexual. I think that's whatever.
So maybe you've just answered my question. My very long-winded question was, are you into nudity for the beauty of the human body or for the sexuality and for the rush that you get just from looking at other naked chicks and, in your case, guys, too?
Yeah. It's a kind of a weird mix. I'm into the photography for the beauty of it all, but I'm using the photography in a certain sense that I originally didn't intend. It was more like I was hanging out with nudists, and you know, we were nude all the time, and we'd go to social function, that kind of thing, and they're like, I'll bet you won't get nude and they name a spot. And
is it
so
tougher?
I had to prove that I had taken the dare, and so I took some pictures.
Is it tougher to be a nudist in New York City than other places?
Probably not.
Probably easier, I would think, right?
Well, not
a lot outdoors.
You know, during the wintertime, you have to take it indoors, but mm-hmm. so long as there's, you know, nude beaches and nude social groups that are around, somebody will host, you know, bring over some folks and, you know, make a party of 10 or 15 people.
Are you a cold weather nudist?
I'm an all-time, you know, all-weather nudist, whatever.
So what is the coldest where you've had your picture taken nude?
It gets down. If you look at the site, I don't know if I have those pictures on that site, though, but about a year ago, the Gates exhibit happened in
Central
Park.
Are you looking at some of the pictures now, Mike?
Is your website pixelated? Do they pixelate your private areas?
No, well, the ones that are, you know, not hardcore or whatever like that, I don't block those. The ones that are a little more hardcore, I would, you know.
Like the one where you're standing, where I'm trying.
He's like in Rockefeller Center, isn't he?
Is that Rockefeller Center? No, not that Christmas tree.
In front of a big Christmas tree.
Columbia Circle, I don't know where it is.
That's in front of Bloomberg's business building.
Oh, okay, Bloomberg's business
building. Front of the mayor's building, okay.
And you're doing the thinker in this picture.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I told you he's dreamy, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I play around with, you know, what the poses that I have and that kind of stuff. But to get back to your question, you know, being a nudist is about how you feel, not how it looks.
Right.
So to that extent, I can be around nudists, and I don't really care what they look like.
Here's a question for you. When you go on a nudist outing, and let's say you're going to have a nudist picnic.
Right.
Isn't the general response from, at least from me, is when I'm eating? The first thing I'll do is wipe my hands on my pants or on my shirt rather than use a napkin. I'm sorry. I'm an animal like that.
At a picnic?
Yeah, I was thinking, if you're out on a nudist picnic and you're having some KFC or whatever, and yeah, it's greasy as hell, and you go to wipe your hands, you ever just wipe your hands on your thighs and go, oh, forgot there's no pants there?
No. Feel free to lick your fingers.
Oh, dear.
Just lick your fingers clean, that's all.
During your travels, when you've had your picture taken naked over 500 times, does this work for you getting dates? I mean, has it ever... I'm going to take you through a scenario here. You're out in, say, a side street. You're having your picture taken in front of a shop. Somebody sees you. It generates a conversation. Does this lead to a relationship?
Hardly ever.
Because people are...
Usually what I do is I try and find somewhat secluded, but... spaces that would make a cool photo, and I just wait until the coast is clear because I'm not in it for sort of like shocking people around me. I'm in it for making the photographs and making an interesting statement about the contrast between a nude body and a urban environment.
In your opinion, is there such a person who should not be a nudist? For instance, I'll throw out Andy Rooney. Mm-hmm. Should Andy Rooney be a nudist? America, Andy Rooney would not be a nudist.
He wants to be a nudist. Let the man be. You know?
No, see, there's where we part company, because I understand what you're saying. You're saying it's all about feeling good as a nudist, and we're saying, you know, think about others around you. If you look like, you know, Andy Rooney's body is not going to, you know, do anything but scare a lot of people and disturb a lot of people.
But think about it. Andy Rooney, period.
All right, well, you think about it, Mr. Bisexual. I don't want to think about Andy Rooney, period. As a matter of fact, everybody from 60 Minutes would be too old. Steve Crawford.
No, I mean, look, you pass people on the street, and some of them you're attracted to, and probably most of them you're not. I mean, you know, people on all are, you know, they don't keep themselves in shape.
Paul?
They wear fashions that are 20 years old. Who cares,
Paul,
right?
Paul, do you think about nudity all the time?
Not all the time, because I do have a job to maintain.
So you have to do your job, but... For example, the woman, let's say the famous woman that you would most like to see naked. You know you've thought about it. Do not lie. You know it's in your mind. And
okay.
The man.
Uh-huh.
All right, the woman first.
Angelina and Brad. I mean...
Together?
Can I get in the middle of that?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Wow.
Paul, the naked guy, how often do you visually undress people? If you see a man or a woman on the street, do you visually undress them and think,
No, not really. So I just hope that they're visually undressing me. That's more the point.
Do you recruit?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm.
Like at the office? You'll be by the copying machine?
No, if I meet somebody and we become friends and that kind of stuff, then I tell them what I'm into and that I'm a nudist and that kind of stuff. And then I start telling them about the events.
Here's a good question. Do you have to hide the fact that you're a nudist at your job?
No, in fact, you know, people at work know.
How would the sales pitch go after, say, the first dinner, if you're bringing it up at dinner. I'd just be dying to know how you would bring it up at dinner with somebody that didn't know you were a nudist.
I don't think I would wait that long, actually.
How would you address it, like, on the first date?
While you're waiting for the table?
Yeah, conversation kind of thing.
If
there seems to be any kind of connection, I'm going to mention, look, this is what I do.
Hello, Mater.
I'm a nudist and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Hello, Mater. Do we have a reservation for two? I'm a nudist! Let's get naked!
So you don't believe in clothing? Is that, I mean, would it be your goal, seriously? You talk about having your picture taken in Times Square and, you know, preparing for it, getting a legal defense fund ready for it. Would it be your, like, in the middle of the summer, would it be your thing? Buzz, I didn't need to see that picture. Would it be your thing to have everybody walking around naked? Would that make you happier? Or does it matter?
Well, and it's to a certain extent. Look, in parts of Germany, you know, it's common that folks would go to Central Park, version, and they would just nude sunbathe.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'd rather be able to do that than have to take a train to the ferry to the bus in order to go to a nude beach that's, you know, 3 hours away. Central Park is a subway right away.
Paul, the naked guy, I just have to say, you brought up Germany, and I want to say to you, never forget, okay?
Never forget.
The regime that was there not too long ago did not look fondly upon nudists.
No.
Or anyone who is different.
They didn't quell that idea to the point where it was gone. And now, you know, go to Hamburg and
is that where the most of the nudists are, in Hamburg?
I think it's the southern part of Germany. There's you know, kind of thing. You go to the parks.
I don't like to hear we are outsourcing our nudists to Germany. America should be number one in nudists.
Well, we just had that article.
That's what I'm saying.
We had that article about the nude health spa. Where are you on nude exercise? I tell you, it grossed me out. It was a bunch of old guys putting their, and I didn't care that they had a towel between their butts and the seats.
Who would want to get like on a bicycle?
Can you imagine a stationary bike after somebody's been there nude?
No, but you know, some of the people that sweat at the gym, because I spend some time in the gym, as you know.
You bet I do.
Yeah, baby.
Whether they got clothes on or not, doesn't matter. The thing is just dripping, sweating. That's why there's rules about it. You got to wipe the thing down. But generally speaking, as part of general nudist practice, that if you're going somewhere...
I'm about to puke.
You've
got to wipe the thing down.
Butt, you know, a towel or a sarong or something along those lines.
Well, he's Paul. He's the naked guy.
He is.
He's on the web, and we've had him on our show now. Paul, yes. We'll have a link on your website.
When do you go for the big...
We'll have a link on our website to your website. I'm
beautiful,
sorry.
Excellent.
Speaking backwards.
When do you go for the big Times Square shoot?
You know, I got to work that one out. I got to figure out... Because you know why I want to do that, right?
No.
Because there's a guy who calls himself the Naked Cowboy.
Oh, the guy. Yeah, I've seen that guy. Right. We've seen that guy.
He's been in commercials.
He's not naked.
Right. He's got underpants on, doesn't he?
Come on.
He's got underpants and boots on.
He's not doing the nudist any help here.
Will you wear a cowboy hat when you have your picture taken?
No, I'm going to have a protest sign. It's going to say, Naked Cowboy is not naked.
Okay.
But I will be.
Very good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for being on the show, Paul.
Oh, my pleasure, Don.
I wish we could have been talking to you during our porch sitting session.
If you ever bump into a guy named Chris Hansen, run the other way.
Will do.
Okay, all very right. good.
Will later, guys.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Naked.
I'm Paul, the naked guy. Take a look.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
Oh.
I carry a gun everywhere I go. I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Huh.
I like rape.
All right, check that website at your own leisure. That is, as they say in the biz, NSFW.
Right.
Not safe for whitey.
Men and women. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Brad and Angelina.
Any port in the storm. I'd like to be in between them. Who wouldn't want to be?
When you get home tonight, you should check out his website because the voice does live up to the picture.
And the body is like that streaker guy.
Yeah.
What is it with those guys with the skinny arms?
Yeah,
the body's like, you're right, the Golden Palace guy, right?
Yes, the guy that used to streak at the soccer game.
Yes.
And also, he poses. Like,
yeah.
It's not just him standing naked. It's him striking a pose on the subway.
Yeah,
every picture.
More often with men.
And one of his favorite poses is just standing and presenting
mm-hmm.
with arms akimbo.
Sure.
Like,
and
like,
hip,
pelvis thrust.
Well, that's the Bloomberg building.
All about that.
All right, good website.
Here's a nice street.
Joe and I both spoke to him, and we both think he sounded like Michael Hughes.
They went a hell of a lot better than David Cassidy was.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Thank Here's God. The surprise, Don. Same guy.
Wonder how his donk is.
Donk.
Okay, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.